fleet of tin skins on the house.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm gonna call them in, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Maria, before I forget, here's your cut from cow patties. It's not much.
Come on, it's all for the love of the loaf.
Hey, the guys and I have been talking, mm-hmm. and we put it to a unanimous vote. How would you like to sit in with the kid shickers on a more permanent basis?
No shick.
I mean, you wouldn't just be singing backup either. I mean, you sing a few solo numbers. We'd sing together a chorus. Mm-hmm. I've been working on a set list. Baby, It's Cold Outside, done rockabilly.
Nice.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Classic.
Islands in the Stream.
Not so much.
Get that one. What do you say?
Sure.
Great. Practice is tomorrow.
Okay. I am loving you. Dominique Lazar, Medusa Records. I was at your show.
Oh, thank you. Jim Valenti, lead singer. Nice to meet you.
You were really, really good. P.S. I never say that.
Well, thanks. It was a new set. Maria's a nice addition, don't you think?
Oh, were you there, too?
Lead singer.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a good job. Maria, what?
DeLuca?
Maria DeLuca. I can work with that.
Okay. Earth to the lady with the really great boots, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know who you think I am, but I can guarantee you've got the wrong gal.
I am an A&R executive. I have been scouting the Southwest for talent. Sweetheart, anyone with a voice like that who can work an outfit like this, definitely not the wrong girl. You got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Oh, here.
Here you go.
How was the show?
It's good. Good night.
A little early for bed. Don't you have homework?
Yeah, I did it already.
Mrs. Fleischer called from the guidance office. 2 C's in Spanish and AP history?
It's because I had 2 pop quizzes on the same day that an English paper was due. Everybody bombed.
Right. Is that the same excuse you're going to use at your Harvard interview?
I really have a headache. We talk about this tomorrow.
You know, I backed off that whole boarding school thing because you promised you were going to get your life together. And going to Harvard's been your dream since you were, what, 6?
5. And that's because you put a poster of Cambridge over my bed.
Yeah. Sweetie, you've got more brains and talent in your little finger than all the kids at Roswell have in their entire bodies.
Dad, please.
I am serious. How many of them are even thinking about going to college? They're just hanging around, watching MTV, dreaming about becoming rock stars.
Woo-hoo! A label wants to sign me. I'm going to be a rock star.
We'll use the fruit fly to discover genetic hierarchies. How traits change within a population and why.
Interesting.
No, it wasn't.
You have a little bit of fruit.
Oh, so disgusting.
Mr. Evans, Ms. Parker, is there a problem in your corner of teen angst?
No.
Well, then, let's please get back to AP Bio.
You're feeling worse?
Yeah, it's like my head is bogged in and my body's just being dragged along for the ride.
Maybe it's mom?
Shut up. I totally would have stayed home from school today if my dad wasn't on my case about this interview.
What interview?
I have an appointment with the admissions person from Harvard in 2 days. Nothing's set in stone. There were just these deadlines, you know, and if I wanted to keep the possibility of going there alive, this interview was something that I have to do.
Oh, okay.
We should probably get started.
Right. Your white blood cell count is normal, which eliminates any bacterial infection.
You may have a virus. Are you experiencing any dizziness?
No.
Coughing?
No.
What about, chums? Breath? Are you sexually active, Liz?
No. No, Dr. Fink, no.
I can't help you protect yourself unless you're completely honest with me.
Protect me from what?
When you're young, Liz, sometimes you overlook the consequences of knowing someone intimately. And there's a possibility that you may catch something even from someone you love.
Strange symptoms, shoot.
Well, fatigue. And the total inability to concentrate.
Me, every day.
I've been having some hallucinations.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, like yesterday, I looked in the mirror at school and my face totally disappeared. I mean, for real. This is serious, Kyle. Something strange is happening to me.
Okay, why are you telling me this?
What makes me different from everybody else is the fact that I was brought back from the dead by an alien.
Yeah, and so was I. And now that you've touched on one of my deepest, darkest fears, let's just assume that what you're going through is stress. Buddha, take me away. This book has gotten me through some very tough times. Here, young grasshopper, take.
Changing.